customers, contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
How about some fresh sushi? Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day, and everything is just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American Fresh Sushi Department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Sabatha High School. We turn our attention to the boys' contest. It is Nemaha and Sabatha, the Nemaha County, the Big Seven League rivalry, and a couple fantastic boys' teams. What a year it's been for Sabatha. They went 3 wins and 18 losses a season ago. This year, they have 12 wins and only 3 losses. They are 7-2 in the Big Seven League. And Nemaha Central is 8-1 in the Big Seven League. So one game separating these two teams, and that was a win for Nemaha Central on their home court. They beat Sabatha back on January the 4th, 77-46. That was when Sabatha was 5-0. But now it's Nemaha Central that's won 10 consecutive games. They are 14-1 overall on the season, won their midseason Thunder Classic tournament as well, but like we mentioned in the girls' game, throw the records out the window. Two of the best coaches in the area, Scott Berger, well over 500 wins in his 32nd year at Sabatha, and John Thomas, he's approaching 500 wins. He's at 475 in year number 27 with the Nemaha Central Thunder. So for Sabatha, it's been a turnaround season, but this is still a fairly young team, Logan. For Nemaha Central, certainly a more experienced senior lad team, and it kind of starts with those Beck boys that have been causing problems for opponents the last few years.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing from the last game is that the kicker, Scott Berger, you got to keep an eye on in this one. That was Curtis Beck, number 5 for Nemaha Central. Curtis Beck, he just lit up the scoring column from the three, especially from the 3-point range. I mean, just 3 after 3, he was just on fire. And the biggest thing, you know, from that night coming to this one, the first time these teams match up was the first game after Christmas break. And, you know, when you watch it and you look at the score, you're like, if Nemaha Central ever take a Christmas break going into that game, and it's the best I ever realized that this is the first game back, you know, type of thing. But, you know, it's a little bit different here. And you look at the standings, Justin, at least in the Big Seven. You got Royal Valley, who's undefeated, and you got Nemaha Central right there, number 2. Both of those team starters are senior-driven. Sabatha, it's all juniors and sophomores that really drive this team, and they're up there to battle in the top 3. So Sabatha's really got a team to watch out for, you know, especially coming to this one with size, length, and the way they get up and down the floor as well.
Starters for Nemaha Central, 5'10 senior Sam McWilliams, 6'2 senior Cole Hermish, 6'3 senior Carter Lutz, and the 6'4 senior Beck twins, Curtis and Marcus. For Sabatha, their starters include 5'10 junior Matthew Garber, 5'11 sophomore Marcus Bauman. Also starting is 6'2 junior Noel Niehaus, 6'4 junior Davis Roki, and 6'3 sophomore Christian McAfee. So McAfee, Roki, Bauman, Niehaus, and Garber for the Blue Jays. It's Lutz, Beck, Hermish, and McWilliams for the Thunder. We'll take a timeout on the pregame. We come back with the opening tip as Sabatha Nemaha boys coming up next on KNZA.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with Cinex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and February 28, 2022. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Berwick Oil, proven durability, powered locally. Online at Berwick. Oil.com.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out.
With knowledgeable drivers and 308 model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today, 785-459-2500.
It's all about connection, and Rainbow has a special offer for the essential connections in your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with your family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Sign up for Rainbow's high-speed internet and receive $20 off per month for 6 months. Certain terms and conditions apply. Visit Rainbow's website at rainbowtel.net for term conditions and more information.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineers Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke alongside Logan Bitterman, and on the Sabetha Channel camera crew tonight, Mike Bitterman running that production online at msesports.net. We're set to tip it off between Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Coach John Thomas, Coach Scott Berger, friends, colleagues, and rivals, two of the most seasoned veteran winningest coaches in the Sunflower State. It'll be Kurt Back jumping it up for Sabetha against Noel Niehaus and the Blue Jays. The tip is won by Nemaha Central. They'll go right to left here in the first half as Sabetha starts man-to-man defensively. The Thunder in the road. Purples driving left side. Carter Lutz gets a layup, and the Thunder score quickly off the opening tip. Lutz averaging 10 points per game. Third on the team behind the Beck brothers as Curtis is over 17 a game, and Marcus is at 14. And here's a steal and a layup by Marcus Beck as Nemaha Central leads quickly 4-0. Turnover for the Blue Jays looking for a shot. Sabetha led by Matt Garber at 14 points per game. Davis Roki 12 and Christian McAfee 10. So both these teams have three guys averaging double digits. There's a tough shot for Bauman, an air ball on the baseline. Rebound by Marcus Beck, who averages nearly 9 boards per game. McWilliams nearly traveled, tried to force the pass inside. And McAfee knocks it out of bounds. Thunder will keep it almost a minute in. 4-0, Nemaha Central with the lead. Inbounds play for Nemaha Central here underneath their goal. They'll send it to the top and Cole Hermish. Now McWilliams will run the point. Just 2 points per game. Stepping into the shoes of Zach Kramer, who was injured at the end of the football season and missed all this basketball season for Nemaha as well. Lutz over to McWilliams. Roki giving him a little bit of room. Now left baseline, a wraparound pass by Lutz is tipped and stolen away. Turnover against Nemaha Central. Here's Garber in transition. Back to the timeline to Davis Roki. To the right baseline, Niehaus. Passes on the corner, a three-pointer by Garber. It's no good. Rebound again by Marcus Beck. He's got a couple boards, and they'll clear it out and let him bring it up the court from right to left. Lutz thought about a three. He's the main threat from the perimeter. Carter's at 26 shots behind the half moon. Carter will shoot in the far corner. It's a three off the dish from Kurt Beck. No good. A rebound to the Blue Jays. Corralled by Bauman. Here comes Garber now from left to right. Sabetha in the home white unis. There's a wide open three. It's Bauman, and it's short. Rebound tipped out. It'll go to Nemaha. 5:55 on the clock in quarter number one. One of these years, Logan, I want to know what it's like to be a high school kid in the pep section at a game like this, because I don't know if we ever quite had this kind of a rival or the kind of raucous, pep section, student section, as what these two teams have, especially Sabetha being at home tonight. Man, they got half the school down there.
Oh, yeah.
Turnaround jumper in the paint, no good. McWilliams tied up for the rebound with Noel Niehaus. Possession arrow goes to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I didn't really get to experience the pep section much. I played basketball 4 years, so I got to see it from the bench. But, it's definitely something that definitely motivates both teams when they're out on the floor.
Sabetha looking to get that goose egg off the scoreboard against Nemaha's man-to-man D. Down low, nice pass, Bauman. Stuck behind the defender, McWilliams, and Bauman gets the easy basket for the Blue Jays. Bauman averaging 8 a game, so he's almost the fourth guy scoring in double digits. And now trying to get a steal. It's Garber on the deck. And I think a timeout with Sabetha having control of the ball. Is that right?
I believe so.
Blue Jays have the ball, and Book called the timeout. Exactly 5 minutes on the clock. Nemaha Central leading 4-2, but now Sabetha will have the basketball after a takeaway when we come back. Our timeouts are courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net, just west of Whiting. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
That's a basketball out of the timeout. They get it down low to Roke, even a blocked shot. Marcus Beck comes away with the steal and heads to the other end. He missed a layup short. Sabetha tips out the rebound, but McWilliams has it. Shot floated from the baseline, no good. Bauman rebounds. Up and down we go. 4-2, Nemaha Central with the lead. Under 4.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Folks, we're just getting started. Starting five still out there for both Coach Berger and Coach Thomas. Bauman with the dribble up top to Roke. Garber sends it over to Nias on the far side. Looking down low for Roke. He's defended by Kurt Beck. Baseline jumper, Nias. That's no good. Rebound by Lutz. Nemaha doing a good job on the boards. Lutz to the trailer. Marcus Beck has one of two made baskets for Nemaha Central. Bauman has the only bucket for Sabetha. Lutz off his foot. Lost the handle. Picked up by C-Mac. That's three turnovers now against Nemaha Central, but then the Thunder get it back as Lutz applying pressure in the backcourt here, and it'll be Thunder possession. What happened between McAfee and Garber back there mishandling it with Lutz's defensive pressure? I looked down.
I did too. I looked down right down this turnover for Nemaha Central. I look up, they're seeing Nemaha ball.
Whatever Lutz did was fantastic, better than what the two Sabetha players did. It was a split through a double team and a foul called. That'll put Cole Hermisch on the free throw line for Nemaha. First foul of this game with 3:43 to go in the opening quarter. It's on Christian McAfee. Cole Hermisch, 58% this season. First of two free throws is around the rim and out, no good. Nemaha, as a team, is making 60% of their free throws. In fact, two of the best free throw shooting teams here tonight. Sabetha's 61%, just a little better than Nemaha. Second one rattles in there for the first point tonight, Cole Hermisch. And it's a 5-2 lead for Nemaha Central over Sabetha. Preston Michaels checked in, a 6'2 junior off the Blue Jay bench. He replaced Niehaus. Roke has it, turns, passes to Michael. Now the kick out. Three-pointer, high-arching shot, might have been partially blocked by Kurt Beck. The miss by Garber. Now Sabetha's McAfee's thrown down to the floor. Substitution for Nemaha Central in as well as Cooper Hike, a 6'1 junior, will come into the backcourt. He's averaging 5 a game off the bench. And now Niehaus in. Roke goes out for the Blue Jays. Both teams going to their bench here with 3:18 left in the first quarter. Thunder ball up by 3. It's about the man-to-man D. Both teams matching it up. Kurt Beck, and is that a foul on McAfee? It's going to be a second if it is.
Going to get for a push in the back.
So second personal on Christian McAfee. We'll send him to the bench as Davis Roke barely had time to take a seat and grab a quick drink. Back into the lineup. Travel there on the inbound as Marcus Beck caught it, tried to get twisted and turned to get the shot up. It's no good. Four turnovers on Nemaha Central. Two turnovers on Sabetha, but the Blue Jays have just 2 points the first 5 minutes of this game. 53 points per game for Sabetha. Nemaha scoring about 60 points a contest. Both these teams are out at the top of the league and most of the team standings behind Royal Valley, just like in the standings. There's a missed shot. Noldo gets the rebound off the miss by Bauman, and a foul against the Thunder. This is their first foul, and it will also bring Holden Bass in, a 6'3 sophomore for the Thunder. Foul on Cole Hermish, who has to take a seat. Sabetha will line up four across the baseline here as Preston Michael gets set to trigger it in. Lobs it to Roki. Now pass nearly tipped and stolen by Kurt Beck. He crashes into the scores table. Now the ball's free again. Picked up by Garber, who throws it off of Kurt Beck and out of bounds. So the Blue Jays going to keep the ball. Michael will trigger it again in on the far sideline. Plenty of emotion already in this one. Lob pass intercepted. Not a good one by Michael. And it's Ike that steps in front of it and gets the steal. Third Sabetha turnover. Marcus Beck trying to go coast to coast. He's fouled. Thought he was on the floor. They're going to say fouled in the act of shooting there?
Yeah, I believe so.
Coast to coast. The foul was on Marcus Bauman. His first. Team's third, and it's Marcus Beck at the charity stripe. 64% for Marcus. That one is good. He's got 3 points in this game. 14 points at outing. How about this stat, though, for the big guy, Marcus Beck, leading Nemaha Central with 62 assists this season as well, as he makes both free throws, and now Nemaha Central leads 7-2. Bauman in the near corner. Pass deflected, nearly stolen. Now back to Bauman for a three-point shot. Off the mark again, no good. Marcus Beck has his third rebound. Marcus looking, passes it to Kurt. Skies to get it. Now goes a tax off the glass, too high. Tip, no good. Third try, Bass, fouled. Holden Bass going to get two free throws and a couple offensive rebounds, that time for Nemaha Central. Bass nearly banked in the free throw. It's no good. He's averaging 3 points a game off the bench, but making less than 30% now from the free throw line. Bauman out for a breather. Sabetha will bring in with 2:05 left here in the first quarter. Travis Dollinghouse, 5'8 senior. Second free throw missed by Bass, but they get the offensive board. Carter Lutz able to keep it alive. Nemaha still up by 5. There's a shot blocked with a foul. It's Cooper Hike now going to head to the line to get a couple free throws. Nemaha already 3 of 6 from the line and going to get 2 more free throws here. Leading 7-2. First personal on Preston Michael. Team foul number 5 on the Blue Jays. Free throw good. Point off the bench. Cooper Hike. Christian McAfee on the Sabetha bench with 2 fouls. Both free throws good by Hike, and now they've made 5 of 8 have the Thunder. They lead it 9-2. Sabetha looking for offense. Garber trying to take Lutz one-on-one. Passes on the wing to Roki. He fakes. He drives. Shot off the glass. No. Rebound. Sabetha touched it while they were standing out of bounds. And Nemaha will have possession. So it's been all Nemaha Central so far. Sabetha's not shooting a good percentage. And that was their problem in Seneca earlier this year when they got blown out 77-46. I think Nemaha shot like over 75% that night. Bass, Lutz, that's stolen away. Noel Niehaus able to get the steal. 5 turnovers on Nemaha Central, but can Sabetha dial up any offense? Roki over to Dollinghouse. Garber attacks. Stripped. Sabetha fans thought he got fouled. Here's Hike up the court. Basket. No, but the follow slam dunk. And they're going to wipe off that dunk followed by Kurt Beck. I don't know about all that. That was a tremendous effort and follow two-handed slam. But they wipe it off because he interfered. He was hanging on it and interfered with the shot before it went through.
I think what they're saying is since it hit the rim, it was going to go back up, and he grabbed it on the way up. You don't know what it's going to do, and he put it back in. Not saying it wasn't, you know.
So it's goaltending. No follow slam there for Kurt Beck. But, man, he's feeling it, clapping his hands, saying, hey, we're up 9-2. Let's keep this energy and intensity.
We're still in the first quarter of this.
50 seconds to go. Sabatha has a whopping 2 points on the scoreboard. Harbert, man, he forced that shot, and then he fouled. Coach Pogue looking around saying, I got to find somebody to put in for Garber there. He was defended, still trying to force the shot up. It was blocked, and then he commits his first personal foul. Team foul number 6 now on Sabatha.
Yeah.
Sabatha can't force it. I mean, this is a long ways to go. Omaha basketball, an open three. Lutz, top of the key, switched in. 27 of them on the season. A three-pointer by Lutz. It's a double-digit lead. Now it's tipped out of bounds by Lutz. And the Thunder rolls here in Sabatha with 21 seconds to go in the quarter. 12-2 now the lead. Ballinghouse will throw it in. Garber against Lutz. I mean, he's given up like 5 inches at least in that one-on-one matchup. Not only guarded, but undersized against his defender as well. Barber, they're going to clear it out for him here to take on Lutz. Drives, can't get a shot off, but he is fouled. Just the second foul against Omaha Central. And a sarcastic round of applause from some Blue Jay fans. First personal on Carter Lutz. Sabetha's got 4 seconds to get off a shot here. Garber looking to get it in. Ballinghouse, tough baseline shot, airballed, and that'll be the end of the quarter. Marcus Beck let it fly, but it's to no avail, and it's Omaha Central 12, Sabetha 2 at the end of one quarter. Great start for the Thunder here on the road, trying to keep pace with Royal Valley. They are the number 4 ranked team in the state in Class 3A. They lead by 10 at the end of one. We're back in 1 minute on FM 103.9 KMCA.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot, 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611. KNZA.
On to the second quarter we go. Justin Pluke, Logan Bitterman, and Mike Bitterman back with you. Omaha Central leading at 12-2 over Sabetha. Beck Hermish in for Omaha Central for the first time is Wade Leonard, a junior. The Thunder lose the basketball. That's turnover number 6. But can Sabetha find any offense? Here's a three-point shot. Swished in there by Davis Roki. He tells his teammates, let's go. Kurt back behind the back. Flips it up top. Omaha Central's also brought in for the first time Abe Hilbert. And Sabetha comes away with the basketball again. Hilbert is 6'2". Sophomore. Passing up the open three, it's Niehaus. Over to Roki. Same spot, he hit the three. He drives his time off balance. Threw it up there for the foul line. It missed. Sabetha has Christian McAfee back in with 2 personal fouls. Also Niehaus, Bauman, Garber, and Roki.
And McAfee just picked up his 3rd foul.
Ugh.
That is not good. McAfee paid 1 minute and probably done now for the rest of this half with three personal fouls. That makes defending the Beck boys a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
And it's foul number seven on Sabetha as well, so already into the 1-1 bonus. Cole Hermisch will be at the line here for the Thunder. Holton boys leading at Royal Valley 38-29. First free throw good, one more coming. Second point of the game for Cole Hermisch. So Holton leading undefeated Royal Valley 38-29 at halftime. I want the boys up 15-5 over Riverside. Second free throw no good. Down low, a knee house and a foul against Abe Hilbert. Going to get the Blue Jays to the free throw line for the first time here tonight. Cole Niehaus averaging 4.5 points, 6.5 rebounds per game for the Blue Jays, although shooting free throws has not been his strength. Just a third foul total against Nemaha here tonight. And the free throw, no good. One more here for Noel. Three seniors on this Sabetha team don't play a whole lot as Niehaus misses both free throws and Blue Jays stay down by 8. Our score 13-5, 6:40 to go here in the half. Lutz up top against Bauman. Over to Leonard, the three-point shooter off the bench. Marcus Beck is out of the game right now and a traveling called up top on Cole Hermisch as he changed the pivot foot there. It's turnover number 7 for Nemaha Central. That's about the only stat category Sabetha's winning right now. They have about half as many turnovers as Nemaha.
Yeah.
But they've made 2 shots in nearly 10 minutes of basketball now. Against the Thunder, man-to-man. Preston Michael, long skip pass, wide open shot by Garber, 3, airballed it. Rebound by Hilbert. Now deflected. Nice job. Niehaus got the loose ball and shot it through off another Thunder turnover. Noel with his first points of the night. The Blue Jays down only by 6. Hilbert, top of the key. Near side to Kurt Beck. Kurt still not scored here in this contest. Little motion here against the man-to-man. Now Kurt gets it left of the lane. He'll twirl back out on the perimeter. Hermisch, Lutz, over to Leonard in front of the Blue Jay bench. Hilbert at the foul line is open, goes to the basket, lays it in at the left hand. Way too easy. Abe Hilbert scores his first points of the night. A couple talented big sophomores in Hilbert and Holden Bass providing some good depth for Coach Thomas this season as a slew of 6 seniors on the varsity court as well. Here's a 3. Good for Preston Michael. The Blue Jays have hit 2 triples here in the second quarter. First points for Preston Michael. Bring the Blue Jays within a nickel. 15-10 our score. And a timeout by Coach John Thomas. I think he wants to get Marcus Beck back in the game for one thing. With 4:42 to go. Tillar, Wilson Direct, Motors and Tires halftime show. We've got a timeout. We'll take it. It's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We'll return in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Village Sampler and Sabetha make your Valentine's Day sweet and easy. Call to place your order and choose from great selection of fresh flowers, green plants, candy bouquets, stuffed animals, and home decor, as well as chocolate-covered strawberries made by Sweet Rosie's Bakery. Village Sampler will be taking phone orders up to Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. and provide free delivery to Sabetha schools on Monday the 14th. Call Village Sampler in Sabetha to place your Valentine's order today.
Kansaland Radio.
An uphill climb. climb for the Sabetha Blue Jays here at home. They were down 12-2 at the end of one quarter, trying to fight back in it against their Arch County League rivals from Seneca. Nemaw Central with the starters back in the game for Coach Thomas right now. Here's Carter Lutz dishing it left side for Cole Hermish. Now McWilliams finds Marcus Beck. We just checked back in. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Thunder lead of 10 a little while ago, cut in half, now up 5, and a foul against the Blue Jays will put Nemaha back to the line for another 1-1. It'll be Marcus Beck, who's already 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Foul against Sabetha is on Marcus Bauman, and that's his second. Talked about the Nemaha sophomores. How about Bauman and McAfee, who played his freshman last year for this Blue Jays squad. 1-1 free throw miss, but Nemaw gets an offensive rebound. Now Garber knocks it over to Dollinghouse there into the Blue Jay bench. 4:04 to go in the half. Thunder still up 15-10. 8 fouls on Sabetha. Nice give and go. Back to back, and Curtis lays it in. Marcus gets the assist. Sometimes they know exactly where each other is at and the move that they are going to make. It just looks like they're playing in the backyard sometimes.
Okay, it might not have anything to do with the fact that they're brothers and twins. They grew up, you know, playing together basketball all their lives so far.
I feel like they've been playing varsity basketball for Nemaw for like 5 years now. Yeah. So good. Checking the clock. 3:30 to go, second quarter. It's about the resetting things offensively here, spreading things out. They are down by 7. Bauman trying to post up on McWilliams. Trying to create a matchup that they can exploit a little bit. Now Bauman gives back to Roki. Bank shot no good. Davis getting his own miss, and he's fouled. It's on the floor. Just the fourth against the Thunder, but Sabetha will keep the ball here on their offensive end. Foul number 1 against Marcus Beck of Nemaha Central. Sabetha down 7 as they inbound here with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Garber, near side, Bauman, another 3-point try. That missed. Bauman's been off the mark here tonight thus far from outside. Marcus in transition out to McWilliams. He shoots a 3. It's no good. Niehaus is fouled by Cole Hermish, and he's going to be the first Thunder player to pick up a second foul. Cole Hermish with the personal. Team foul number 5. The Blue Jays again have the ball down by 7. No points for Garber. Gets it, fakes, shoots, and right on cue, there's Matthew Garber into the scorebook for the Blue Jays.
They say that, and then he turns around and gets the basket.
That's a high percentage shot.
Yeah.
Right down on the low block, and a nice shot fake to get his man up and then able to score even easier. 2:25 to go till halftime. McWilliams looking as Marcus cuts to the basket. Now shot blocked by Roki, but a foul will put Cole Hermish at the line. 2 free throws coming here for Hermish, the 6'2 senior. Has 2 points on 2 of 4 free throws shooting. Foul number 2 on Davis Roki. So Roki has 2. Bauman has 2. McAfee on the bench with 3. Christian hasn't been able to play much at all this half. And the free throw drops in for Cole Hermish. 2:19 left here in the second stanza. Second free throw missed, but Sabetha can't grab the rebound. Here's a long 3 by Kurt Beck. No good. And a rebound by Marcus Beck. Boy, especially tough without McAfee, but Sabetha just struggling, getting dominated on the glass right now. And we got an over-the-back foul finally on Marcus Beck after another missed shot for the Thunder. Actually, this foul on Kurt Beck, I believe. Yep. So each of the Beck boys have 1 personal foul.
And now Smith will be in the bonus from here on out. Nemaw Central is going to be in the double bonus.
18-12, Thunder with the lead. Preston Michaels pass intercepted by Curtis Beck, who two-hand slams it with some authority. Was that the rim that broke last week? Because it got rattled again. It was on the other end of the court, huh?
Yeah, that was would have been 2 weeks ago.
Man, he dunks it so easy. Here's an air ball, but a rebound by Niehaus out to Garber. 3-point shot, short. Rebound by Niehaus again. This time takes it up himself. Got the basket. Plus one. Great effort by Noel. Battling the Giants down low with an and-one opportunity. Both teams getting offensive rebounds. And at 33 to go in the half. Personal foul on Carter Lutz, his second free throw. Oh, halfway down, and Ruth, they coughed back up. Thunder by six. Kurt Beck. 4 points after his transition dunk a little bit ago off of Sabetha's turnover. Leonard. Now they go down low to Leonard. Nice find from Lutz on the right wing, and Wayne Leonard scores. He becomes the seventh different Thunder player with points here in this varsity game. Lead up to eight as we go under a minute to play here in this first half. Preston Michael. Bauman playing a little catch now with Garber up top. Flip it over to Niehaus, who has 4 points, and that is the most of any Sabetha player, even though Knowles missed three free throws. Ball stolen away. Here comes Marcus back in transition this time, and he's got an easy layup. Well, those guys in transition are really good. Sabetha's turnovers have all resulted in points on the other end for the Thunder. Nemoth Central thought maybe a jump ball or a travel, but instead it's a foul. It'll put Matthew Garber on the free throw line here for the Blue Jays. Lead back up to 10. It was 12-2 at the end of one quarter, now currently 24-12. Sabetha could not get any closer than 5 points as a couple seniors, J.R. Streak and Travis Dollinghouse, come in for Nemoth Central. Trying to avoid a third foul on either Roki or Bauman here at the end of this half. Free throw missed. That was a 1-1 missed by Garber. Sabetha's 0-4 at the free throw line.
Yeah.
Oof. And Nemoth's going to get the last shot of the half. Chance to extend the lead. And traveling there as the ball was kind of bobbled. That's a great call by the official. Leonard just kind of bobbled it. I've got 9 turnovers for Nemoth Central and 6 on Sabetha.
I got 5 on Sabetha, 9 on ET. So.
Couple that Sabetha had here in the second quarter resulted in transition buckets for the Beck boys. But now Sabetha gets it back here, and they bring back in Bauman and Roki.
This is huge because you're only down by 10. You're going to get a chance at the last shot going in the half.
Roki wide open. They lost track of him. He catches it and lays it in easily. Roki now with 5 points. And that'll take us to the break. 3-pointer missed by Lutz at the buzzer. So it is an 8-point game, as Logan mentioned. Nemoth Central 24 and Sabetha 16. Halftime show from Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton. That's coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
How about some fresh sushi? Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day, and everything is just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Synex lubricants with Synex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Synex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and February 28, 2022. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying Synex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Synex Total Protection Plan. Berwick Oil, proven durability, powered locally. Online at berwickoil.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into our halftime show. I'm Justin Fluke along with Logan Bitterman. And Mike Bitterman on the camera tonight for the Sabatha Channel. As we're at halftime in the boys' varsity contest, Nemaw Central won the girls' game 36-30. And it's Nemaw Central leading the boys' game 24-16. They led by 10 a couple times, including 12-10 at the end of one quarter. And then got up 24-12 before the Blue Jays get the final basket by Davis Roki to end the first half. But a pretty dominating 16 minutes of basketball for Nemaha Central overall, as they never trailed in this ball game. Transition baskets, a lot of offensive rebounds, and some second chance points, and a lot of contributions, as they had seven different players score in the first half of the nine that saw the floor. Sabatha just couldn't get much going. I mean, 2 points in the first quarter. They hit a couple threes there in the second quarter, but they missed all four of their free throws, so they're getting outscored and outshot at the free throw line. And Sabatha probably a little bit fortunate right now, Logan. They're only down by 8 points here at the break.
Yeah, especially considering what we saw in the first quarter. Just, you know, coming down, we saw several shots that we kind of questioned, you know, why you would take that kind of a shot over, you know, another one as far as the percentage. And, you know, Coach Scott Berger, obviously, you know, playing for him for 4 years, just kind of knowing his routine and how he wants to do things, he always likes to play for the percentages. You know, the inside shot's way better than an outside shot. His biggest thing, though, is the free throw line. Sabatha has not hit a single free throw. They went 0-4 in the first half, and he said the best shot you're ever going to get is from the free throw line. There's nobody guarding you. You're basically by yourself. You're not going to be guarded. It's the most wide-open shot in basketball. Sabatha, you got to find some way to get some free throws in the second half if you get to the line. And off, you know, as far as offensively, other than that, for Sabatha, you just got to keep letting Nemaw Central get the turnovers and the fast break opportunities. Both Beck twins, you know, they have the timing. They come up, get in the passing lane, and boom, they're gone the other way with the ball, just like that. So if you're Sabatha, you got to hold on to the ball, slow some things down. And as far as Nemaw Central, just keep doing what you're doing. Get the ball inside, let the Beck twins go to work, you know, like they do every single night. And Justin, we talked about it in the girls game. The sub-state obviously is loaded on the girls' side. It's also loaded on the guys' side. And just looking at it right now, whether or not who wins or loses this game, you know, the next closest team is Hiawatha boys sitting at the 4 seed, and they have 8 losses on the season. So you'd have to think the top three is pretty much set. You just don't know really the order. We kind of have a figure on what it's probably going to be, but obviously both of these teams are sitting second and third in the sub-state standings as of now.
Score at halftime in the boys' game between Holton at Royal Valley tonight was Holton actually leading. They led 38-29, and right now it's 41-41 with about a minute left in the third quarter of that game. 41-41, Holton and Nemaw Central. So certainly Sabatha Nemaw Central would be pulling for a Holton upset to help bring Royal Valley a notch down. Royal Valley, the number one ranked boys team in the state. Let's check the first half stats of our game with Nemaw Central ahead of Sabatha by 8. Our halftime stats are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, just west of Whiting, the local experienced professionals that are on your side, offering year-round help with your taxes and accounting. It's NEK Tax Services, just west of Whiting. Contact Jacob Geach and the crew there. For the visitors from Nemaw Central, we told you they had good balance. No real big score. Marcus Beck has 6. Curtis Beck has 4, but that's it for those guys. Carter Lutz has 5 points, the only three-pointer made by Nemaha Central. Also at halftime, Cole Hermish with 3 points, Cooper Hype with 2, Wade Leonard with 2, and Abe Hilbert with 2. Nemaha Central was 7 of 13 from the free throw line compared to 0 for 4 for Sabetha. 7 of 13 free throws for Nemaha. They did have 9 turnovers, and of the 8 fouls for Nemaha, 2 each on Carter Lutz and Cole Hermish. For Sabetha, just 5 guys scored. Davis Roki leads the way with 5 points. He hit a 3, so did Preston Michael, has 3 points. Noel Niehaus battling on the glass. He's got 4 points here at the break. Marcus Bauman, the only 2 points in the first quarter for Sabetha. Matthew Garber has just 2 points in this game as well. Sabetha 0 for 4 at the line. Just 6 turnovers, but 9 fouls. And here's a big story. Christian McAfee, 3 fouls. He didn't play hardly 2 minutes that whole first half. And that's a guy, one of 3 double-digit scorers that Sabetha's going to need to have on the floor if they're going to have a chance here in this second half. Nemaw Central 24, Sabetha 16. Our halftime show will wrap up after one final timeout. It's presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, you have to get out of town with the 110% price match guarantee. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway K-16. Second half boys action coming up in this Pick 7 Nemaha County Showdown here on FM 103.9 KNCA.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. 80% of our country today is dying from chronic illness directly related to our lifestyle in the form of cancer, obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. We do not have to go down this road. Optimal health is available to all of us if we choose it. We just have to decide how valuable our health is and if we are willing to make the necessary lifestyle changes to achieve it. At Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness, we base our treatment plans on your health goals and want to meet your expectations. Call us at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Moral Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke, Logan, and Mike Bitterman with you on the Sabetha channel tonight at MSDSports.net and here on KNZA. On to the third quarter we go with Nemaha Central ahead of Sabetha, 24-16. Nemaha won the girls' matchup by 6. Nemaha Central boys trying to complete the sweep here on the road tonight and also for the season in this boys' matchup, although this could very easily be the number 2 and 3 seeds playing in the semifinal in that Silver Lake sub-state. Christian McAfee out there with 3 fouls for the Blue Jays to begin this second half. That's the storyline to watch. Nobody has more than 2 fouls for Nemaha Central. Scott Berger out to pick up something off the floor. Now they're looking to see if anything else is out there on the floor. Well, you have to figure Sebastian's probably going to shoot it better than they did in the first half. But giving Nemaw Central credit, I mean, their defense pretty good. They got that length like Royal Valley does, size and length that certainly make it tough on opponents. Starting five, Garber, Bauman, McAfee, Niehaus, and Roki. Baseline drive. Bauman missed it. Follow good by Davis. Roki. Sabatha gets second chance points. Good play there on the setup to start this third quarter. Missed the first, but got the second. Couple nice looks, and Roki a really good follow. He leads Sabatha now with 7 points. McWilliams, Lutz, Hermish, back and back. Here's a steal. Roki catches up to it, banks it in. Two quick baskets by Davis Roki, and just like that, it's 24-20. The Blue Jays only down by four. Nemaw Central in the road purples. Thunder moving left to right here in the second half. A three-point shot by Lutz. Good for the second time tonight. Points 6, 7, and 8 for Carter Lutz on his 28th made three-pointer. And it puts the lead back to 7. We've played just over a minute here in the second half. Bauman bounces it into McAfee, working hard, spins to the left. He lays it up and through. First points for Christian McAfee, who's got to play smart on the defensive end. So Sabatha scored 6 quick points here on 3 possessions. Pep section trying to help him out with some energy boost. Lutz around the screen set by Hermish. He'll shoot another 3. This one no good. And McAfee goes to get the rebound. Finds his point guard in Matthew Garber. Bounces it ahead to Bauman. Marcus defended one-on-one by McWilliams. Both teams played mostly all man-to-man in that first half. Niehaus now top of the key. Over to Bauman on the right wing, right in front of the Blue Jay bench. Sabatha in the home whites tonight. Down by 5 with the basketball and 6 minutes left here in the third. Lob to McAfee. Tough shot. This one won't go. And don't commit a foul there. C-Mac, be careful as Carter Lutz has it. Ahead to nice spin by Curtis Beck. But it's deflected away from him by Matthew Garber. Boy, that spin move there by Beck in transition. So smooth. Marcus has 6 points. Curtis has 4. So just 10 total for the Beck twins. There's a faked 3 by Marcus Beck. Then Nemaw will reset the offense. Nemaw Central 14-6 a year ago. 17-6 made the state tournament the year before that. Ball deflected out of the hands of Hermish. Turnover for Nemaw Central. Blue Jays again could make it a one possession game, and the leading shot falls off the front of the rim by Bauman. Rebound falls to McAfee, and his shot up and good. Christian McAfee now with 4 points, so that's getting a couple offensive second chance opportunities.
You gotta love rivalry games.
A 3-point lead now for Nemaw Central. This game a long ways from over as we hit the 5-minute mark here in the third. Lutz drives this time and push fouled by Niehaus. That'll be just his first foul and our first one of this third quarter. Both coaches used one timeout. They each have 4 remaining. Lutz's first free throw of the game rattles in. He's 76% on the year. The best free throw shooter in the Big 7 League, now with 9 points in this game. And chance to get 10 with his second free throw. Preston Michael in. Noel Niehaus goes out. Lutz shoots again, and this one is no good. Rebounded by Roki. Nemaw Central's made 8 of 15 free throws. Michael thought about a 3. He'll skip it to Bauman. Passes up the 3 on the baseline. A little teardrop runner. Good with the right hand. Second field goal made by Marcus Bauman. Now it's a 2-point contest. Nemaw Central, I believe, up to number 4 in the state in the 3A rankings. They are 14-1, winners of 10 in a row. Marcus back looking. Now we'll have to dribble away. To the near side he comes. Flips it back up top to McWilliams. The clock at 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Stepping up top, it's Cole Hermish. Down low, back, Kurt, tough shot. He made it look easy, laying it in. Kurt Beck now has 6 points. Here's Bauman ahead of the pack in transition. A turnaround jumper. He left it short. Marcus Beck rebounds. Thunder by four. Marcus Beck kicking it out. Lutz. He drives and gets a wide open layup, and he missed it. I'm not sure why he didn't use his right hand that time, but right side layup shifted to his left hand with nobody around him, and it wouldn't fall. Barber, quiet night. Here's the lob into McAfee, really getting bodied up by Cole Hermish. McAfee still scores anyway. They better put somebody else on Christian McAfee. He's got a half dozen. Blue Jays back within two again. Well, they're letting him play a little bit now here in the second half. McAfee can't play too tight defensively, though, with his three fouls. Here's Marcus Beck to the near corner. Three by Lutz. High off the iron. Top of the glass. Rebound. Roki on the floor with two Thunder players. McWilliams rolls over on top of him, and we get a jump ball with the possession arrow favoring Nemaha Central. Niehaus going to come back in. Give Davis Roki a quick rest. to 28. Nemaha Central has not trailed. Led twice by 10 in this game. Currently up just two. Lutz now has a game-high 9 points. Here's Hermish right of the lane, taking it right at McAfee and a foul. Niehaus came over to help. I think the foul's on Niehaus. Sabetha certainly hopes so, and it is. That's just his second instead of McAfee's fourth. Cole Hermish, senior, 3 points tonight on 3 of 6 free throw shooting. And he missed it short. Boy, Nemo hasn't been great at the free throw line tonight. McAfee out for a little breather here with three fouls as Nemo kind of tried to take it right at it. 2:45 left in the third quarter. Marcus Bauman will go out as well. So it's Dollinghaus and Michael off the bench. Niehaus, Garber, and Roki. Second free throw here for Cole Hermish. This one is short as well. And a push in the back on Lutz. He got the rebound, but he had shoved Niehaus underneath the basket. On Carter Lutz, that's going to be his third. So the first Thunder player with three fouls is their current leading scorer in this game. First foul against the Thunder in the third quarter. Sabetha could take their first lead of the game here or tie it up. Michael defended by Marcus Beck. Thunder man-to-man. Dollinghaus looking to go baseline. In trouble down there. Boy, he had Michael wide open in the paint. Now Roki along two. Switched it in from straight away. He's got 11, and we're tied up 30-30. Sabetha's won this third quarter, 14-6 here at the moment to get this game tied up. And now a foul against the Blue Jays as Holden Bass and Cooper Hike check in for Nemaha Central. That is the third personal foul on Davis Roki. So Roki joins McAfee with three personal fouls. Just over 2 minutes remaining here in the third. Bass gets it back to Hike. Through two defenders. Shot blocked by Roki. And Michael comes away with the rebound. Sabetha looking to take the lead here. Roki, a three-point shot. Heat check. He missed it after scoring 6 points already here in this third quarter. Still tied at 30. And now, foul number four on Davis Roki. Trying to get to the ball before Kurt Beck and poke it away. So Roki, who was heating up offensively, a big third quarter for the Jays in this comeback, now going to have to set with his fourth personal at the 1 minute 43-second mark here in the third frame. Tough foul. Yeah. Team foul number four on Sabetha. Inbounds to Marcus Beck. out to Lutz. Kerbeck sets the screen, rolls and gets it back, goes to the basket and lays it in. Kurt Beck now with 8. Marcus Beck has 6. Thunder back up by 2. McAfee just checked back into the game. Bauman back on the court as well. Down though, McAfee double teamed and hooked free from him. Bass picks it up. Sabetha with the turnover. Kurt Beck ran out of bounds with the basketball. Thought he was being pushed a bit, but couldn't hit the brakes in time as he went out of bounds with it. But Nemaw Central will be charged with a turnover here, their 11th of the game. Coach Thomas pleading his case to the official with help from assistant Kelly Williams. Under a minute we go here in the third quarter. Niehaus, baseline, kick it out. 3-point shot. This one missed by Garber. Rebounded, though, by Bauman. Double teamed on the left block. Top of the key. Another 3. Garber. Good! Matthew Garber with 5 points, but it puts Sabetha on top. 33-32. Now a steal by Sabetha. Garber gets away from Marcus Beck. Garber to Preston Michael. 25 seconds left here in the third quarter. The Blue Jays have dominated here in this 8-minute stretch. They were down 12-2 at the end of one frame. 15 seconds left as Coach Berger says, let's hold for one and take a lead into the final stanza. Garber's got it against Lutz. Now Bauman on hike. Bauman gets an open look from the foul line. Banks it in! Marcus Bauman, big shot, ends the third quarter. And the Blue Jays lead by 3. Sabetha scored 16 points in the first half. They just scored 17 in that third quarter. And Nemaha Central held to 8. So a 17-8 third quarter for the Blue Jays. And it's 33-32. Sabetha leading Nemaha Central by 1 point. Excuse me, by 3 points. 35-32. That is a 19-8 third quarter. They just put that up there in time. 35-32, Blue Jays by 3. They win the third quarter 19-8. And the fourth quarter is coming up after a 1 minute timeout here on the Sabetha Channel, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flatbed drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between 2 different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast: Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman with you. Sabetha with the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. They got a basket at the end of the third quarter to give them their largest lead of the game of 3. And now Christian McAfee makes a free throw after the foul on Holden Bass. Christian McAfee now has 7 points, all here in the second half. Second free throw, good. Hit the back iron, it's got a friendly fall through. Sabetha's now outscored Nemaw Central 21-8 since halftime, and the Blue Jays lead by 5. Leonard, Lutz, Beck, Beck, and Bass right now for Coach John Thomas. Marcus looking down low for Bass. Tries to muscle it up, but he kind of dipped that shoulder and leaned in. Oh, one official thought that. The other one underneath the basket is going to call a body foul against the Blue Jays. Well, it's another chapter and a little passionate fans here for the Blue Jays and the Thunder as Bass misses the free throw. He's 0-for-3 at the line. No points tonight for Holden. Davis Roque coming back in with 4 fouls. That personal was on Christian McAfee, and it was his 4th. So that was a huge call.
Yeah.
One way or the other. Beth having trouble here. Now they get the ball. They got to break the 10-second count, and they do. Garber into the half court. Lutz riding him from behind. Roki's got it. 7 minutes left to go in this game. And we get a timeout call.
Yeah.
By the way, Holton 52, Royal Valley 51 with 2 seconds left. That game's not quite over, but it's been a fantastic one as well. Our timeouts tonight presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack just west of Whiting. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. Oh, serious foul trouble. Davis Roque and Christian McAfee each have 4 fouls now for Sabetta. And the Thunder only have 1 player with 3, and that's Carter Lutz. Davis Roque and Christian McAfee helping lead a second half comeback for the Blue Jays. Bauman in a big basket at the end of that third quarter as well. Out of this timeout, Sabetta will have the basketball here on their offensive end.
Yeah, so that's why, Sabetta, you don't want to rush things. You want to get a really nice look at the basket, maybe run some clock off.
Inbounds to Roque. Bauman in the corner to Michael. 6 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter here. Sabetta 37, Nemaha Central 35. Thunder still matched up. Sabetta content here, and Coach Bug going to give him an offensive set to run. Bauman. He's now got 6 points. McAfee's got 8. Roki's got 11 to lead the way. Long shot missed. And the rebound to Kurt Beck. Kurt Beck to Leonard. A 3-point shot. Good for Wade Leonard. Big bucket there off the bench for the junior Leonard, who knocks in the triple. Makes it 37-35. Michael to Bauman, near side now Roque. We're under 6 minutes to go here in regulation. Nemaha Central blew out Sabetta in the first meeting of the year, and they were ahead 12-2 at the end of the first quarter here tonight. And a foul as Noel Niehaus is fouled on the arm. That is the 3rd foul against Nemaha Central in this second half. And it's on Kurt Beck, just his 2nd personal.
And now both Davis Roque and Christian McAfee, both with 4 fouls in the game for Coach Scott Berger.
.545 to go. Sabetha gets it in. Garber's been fairly quiet tonight. Hit a big 3 to give Sabetha their first lead at 33-32. There was under a minute to go in the third quarter. The Blue Jays lose the handle on this one, and Nemaha Central has the basketball. Beck, Leonard, Lutz, and Hermish now for Coach John Thomas. Sabetha also still playing man-to-man. Deflection by Niehaus. And Lutz got it back, but then he went over and back. He regained control right at midcourt and then stepped into the backcourt. Turnover for Nemaha Central. Five fouls on the Blue Jays. 3 on the Thunder. Possession arrow belongs to Nemaha Central, but Sabetha has the ball, and they're up by 2. Briefly led by 5 there a moment ago. McAfee, Niehaus. Man, he does so many little things for this team. Loose balls, rebounds. Here's a nice pass. McAfee is defended, went for the steal and missed, and C-Mac lays it in. 10-second half points for Christian McAfee. Back behind the back with the dribble. Now Kurt picks it up, flips it to Marcus here on the near sideline. Thunder in the road, Purple's going left to right. A little reach and foul on Matthew Garber. And now the Thunder going to be in the bonus the rest of this game. Just the second person on, Matthew Garber. Leonard, Kurt, now Marcus back inside, working against Bauman. Trying to get the shot up. He does. Missed it, but did draw contact. Marcus Beck going to get two free throws. As it's clear, Nemaw Central trying to take it right at Roki and McAfee to get those guys fouled out. Foul is on Bauman again, though, and that is his third. And the first free throw, no good this time. One more coming for Marcus Beck. Holton did hold on to hand Royal Valley their first loss of the year, 52-51. Wildcats win at Royal Valley and beat the number one ranked team in the state in Class 3A.
Wow.
Only lost to them by six earlier this season. And those teams won't meet again. Of course, Holton in 4A, the only league team in 4A. Everybody else in 3A. Nice drive, Verocki up with the left hand. And, oh, it rolled off. Rebound, Niehaus. That's not good. Plus one for Noel Niehaus. Talk about doing the little things, and the man in the right place at the right time gets a stick back and draws the foul.
You got to think about how huge that Holton win tonight is, especially for teams like Sabetha and Nemaha. You know, Nemaha, you win this game, you're right there.
Free throw good. Three-point play. Niehaus now 1 of 4 at the line, but he's got 7 points, and that's the advantage for Sabetha. 42-35. Just over 4 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. Marcus Beck near side spin. Tough shot in the lane. A little fadeaway missed by Hermits. Rebounded Marcus Beck. Up, bank shot good. Marcus Beck now with 8 points and a quick timeout by Coach John Thomas of the Thunder. Both coaches will have 3 timeouts remaining, and I would imagine we'll have a few more timeouts before this one is over. It's Sabetha 42, Nemaha Central 37. We'll step away with the Schlegels homegrown popcorn. 30-second timeout here on KNZA.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
KNZA.
Welcome back with 4:03 remaining. Don't forget in our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show tonight, we'll pick a player to bank on, presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. It's been a great game. Sabetha down 10 twice in the first half. Rallied back to take a 3-point lead at the end of the third quarter. Now the Blue Jays lead by 5 halfway through the fourth. Davis Roki and Christian McAfee still out there, each with 4 fouls for the Blue Jays. Here's a triple by Garber. Wow! Big shot! Matthew Garber hits the triple. Blue Jays have their biggest lead up by 8. That after a Nemaha Central timeout. Garber, a big shot. Here's the 3 to answer. Missed by Lutz. Rebound tips. Hermish has it, but he hits the deck. And a jump ball. Yep, a jump ball. Possession arrow to Nemaha Central. Battle for the rebound. Everything is contested right now.
Gotta love rivalry games.
3:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. This one is certainly been another classic. Lutz, it'll go to the backcourt. Leonard goes to get it. Roki will pick him up at the timeline. We're under 3.5 minutes remaining. Well, Nemaha Central has a chance to pull even. There's a steal. Davis Roki with the steal. Up the court right side. He lays it in. Davis Roki with 13 off a critical Nemaha Central turnover. 14th turnover by the Thunder. Sabetha now leading by 10 and a foul. Let's see if it's on Garber. Yep, that's going to be his third. Bauman's got 3 as well. Roki and McAfee each have 4. That's team foul number 8. So for a 1-1, it's Curtis Beck at the line, and he missed the front end. Offensive board, though, by Hermish. And the pass that goes into the backcourt for another Nemaha Central turnover. Feel like the Thunder are just kind of falling apart here. This has been a story of two halves, no doubt about it. And this was kind of the case for Sabetha last Friday night. What was it, the Silver Lake game that was a tale of two halves? They were down by like, I got it here. I'll figure it out as we go to a timeout. It's 47-37, Sabetha by 10, with 3 minutes remaining here in the contest.
Yeah.
We'll return after this on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
KNZA.
Both teams have had a 10-point advantage tonight. Nemaha Central twice in the first half, but now Sabetha, which is 3 minutes to go in this game. And the Blue Jays have the basketball. Two timeouts left for the Thunder. We'll D up man-to-man. Bauman, Roki, and McAfee still both with four fouls. Niehaus and Garber out there as well for Coach Scott Berger. In his 32nd season, close to the referee in case he needs a timeout. Five fingers up on the right hand. Blue Jays content here. And a little foul on Carter Lutz. That's going to be his fourth. So the first Thunder player with four fouls is Carter Lutz. And it's team foul number five. So still no free throws yet for the Blue Jays. We can't hear you. Across the way to Nemaha. The Pep section's having fun and enjoying this rivalry game as well. It was a Silver Lake game. Sabetha was down 32-17 at halftime of that game. They were down by 15, and they came back and won the second half, holding their opponent to just 8 points in that game against Silver Lake. Garber finds Roki, an easy bank shot. Wow, they milked almost a minute off the clock and get a wide-open bucket from Davis Roki. Lutz reverse layup. It's good. 11 for Carter Lutz. Maybe a little too late. It is a 10-point game again. Now a steal by Curtis Beck. He says not so late. He glides to the basket and scores. Roki and McAfee, the only players back, both had four fouls. Couldn't do anything there as Curtis Beck now has 10 points. And a timeout by Coach Berger. The lead is down to 8. It was 12 for a moment before it's about the turnover and a quick basket by the Thunder. Well, let's step away again. We told you the Holton boys beat Royal Valley 52-51. Several other finals coming in. We'll get them all up and posted on the website, msesports.net. We've hit 9 o'clock here on your local sports authority as we take a Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn 30-second timeout on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Let Village Sampler and Sabetha make your Valentine's Day sweet and easy. Call to place your order and choose from great selection of fresh flowers, green plants, candy bouquets, stuffed animals, and home decor, as well as chocolate-covered strawberries made by Sweet Rosie's Bakery. Village Sampler will be taking phone orders up to Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. and provide free delivery to Sabetha schools on Monday the 14th. Call Village Sampler in Sabetha to place your Valentine's order today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
4-court press set up by Nemaha Central. Both coaches now have two timeouts remaining. Only 95 seconds left to go in this game. It's about the 49-41. Blue Jays break the press. Bauman letting defenders and traffic go by. Now it'll reach around foul on Curtis Beck. His third, but only team foul number 6. Still one more foul before the Blue Jays go into the bonus. Great free throw shooting team coming into tonight, but they've only made 3 out of 7 here this evening. But they are 3 for 3 in the second or in the fourth quarter from the line and in the second half. 3 for 3 for the Blue Jays at the stripe. Gonna play a little keep away here. Bauman lost the handle on the floor, covers it up, and another timeout by Coach Scott Berger. Right now, just calling timeouts to keep possession of it. trying to protect an 8-point lead. Locker room chats the next couple of evenings. Listen for thoughts and comments from our high school girls and boys varsity basketball coaches starting around 5:30 every Wednesday and Thursday evening on Kansasland Radio and posted online at mscsports.net. Bet they'll be down to one timeout when we return, but they lead Nemaha Central, the fourth-ranked team in the state in this Nemaha County Big 7 rivalry chapter. It's Sabetha 49 and Nemaha Central 41 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Flatbed Drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
About the basketball, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman back with you, and ouch. Leonard fouling Matthew Garber. Went for the steal, but it almost got it.
Yeah.
But missed the ball, made a lot of contact with Garber, and Wade Leonard picks up the foul. To the free throw line for a 1-1 goes Matthew Garber, who is 77% on the year. That's who Sabetha with Ike at the line, but Garber, Michael, and Bauman are all well over 70% free throw shooters, hoping Sabetha be one of the best in the league. 61% free throw shooting team is the Blue Jays. Front end is good for Garber. He's now got 9 points and a second free throw to try to push the lead back to 10.
What a heads-up play that was by Matt Garber to go get the ball and not let it come to him.
Sabetha scored 16 points in the first half. 37 points now here in the second half so far. Over a minute to go. Both free throws good by Garber. He's in double digits with 10, joining McAfee and Roki with 10-plus points tonight. That's the margin, 51-41. These two teams can very easily match up again in sub-state. As the 2 and 3 seeds in the semifinals, Sabetha gets the loose ball rebound and a quick foul against Nemaha. Foul on Cole Hermisch after a missed three-pointer there by Beck. Sam McWilliams comes in to play defense for Nemaha Central.
They didn't call a foul. They said that he was on the out-of-bounds line when he touched the ball.
Okay. There's a bad pass by Garber, intercepted by Leonard, and he's fouled. The chance for the Thunder to score with the clock stop. That's 11 turnovers on Sabetha, 16 turnovers on Nemaha Central. And Wade Leonard will get two free throws here with just 49 seconds to go.
Garber, Roki, and McAfee all have four fouls.
Of course, C-Mac didn't get to play hardly any in the first half, had three fouls, but he's done a good job after picking up his fourth in the fourth quarter. That was a 1-1. I guess they say Leonard wasn't in the act of shooting, and he missed the front end 1-1. And Nemaha then fouls as Sabetha was able to get the rebound. Big miss free throw by three fouls each on Marcus and Curtis Beck. Three fouls also on Hermisch. Four fouls on Carter Lutz. Sabetha a chance to put this one away here at the line. First free throws for Davis Roki tonight. But he's 62% on the year, so a good foul shooter as well for the big guy at 6'4". Sabetha, again, not really playing any seniors. Significant varsity minutes this season. And Roki makes the free throw. That's point number 16 for Davis Roki. I can tell you right now, Sabetha's going to be the team to beat in the Big 7 next year. Man, what? Went from 3 wins last season to 13-3 if they win this game here this evening. A lot left to play for, and everybody coming back. Kurt back to Marcus, over to Lutz. 40 seconds to go. Three-point shot by Lutz, no good. Leonard scrambles to get the rebound. Marcus back a three-pointer on the right wing. That's no good. Rebounded by Hermisch. He'll turn and shoot, and it pops out. Rebound by McAfee. Finally, Sabetha's got it. And a foul against Nemaha with 29 seconds to go. The Blue Jays by 11, heading to the other end for two more free throws. Man, I just think the grit of the Blue Jays, you know, to fall down 12-2 early in this game at home against a team you got blown out by earlier this season and fight and claw your way back and then basically end up dominating the whole second half. Pretty impressive. Free throw good for Christian McAfee. He's got one more. He got a lot of coaches' kids on this team for Sabetha. Been around the game, lived around the sport and in the gym. Both free throws good. McAfee now with 12. Sabetha's biggest lead of the night, a Baker's dozen with 25 seconds to go. Lutz, another three-pointer, no good. Roki rebounds in backcourt to Garber. Sabetha's student section chanting they believe they will win, and I think everybody here would agree, including Nemaha Central, who will let the Blue Jays hold it for the final 10 seconds of this game. Sabetha wins by 13. 54 for the Blue Jays. 41 for the Thunder. A season split. And they might meet again in Silver Lake. Just the second loss of the season for the Thunder. A 10-game win streak snapped. And the Sabetha boys are now 8-2 in the Big 7. Nemaha Central now 8-2 in the Big 7. They're both just one game back of Royal Valley as the Panthers suffer their first loss in Big 7 league play and in the season here tonight at the hands of Holton. Our postgame player to bank on, checking the final stats, all coming up as we'll wrap it up after this here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and three late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today. 785-459-2500.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizen State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizen State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman with you. It's a split tonight. Split for the season in the boys' contest and the girls' contest as well. As on January the 4th, it was the Sabetha girls and Nemaha Central boys winning. Tonight, the tables turn. Nemaha Central girls win 36-30, and the Sabetha boys win it 54-41. Again, Sabetha down 12-2 at the end of a quarter, trailed by 8 at halftime, but the Blue Jays outscored the Thunder 38-17 in the second half. A 19-8 third quarter and a 19-9 fourth quarter for the Sabetha boys to get the big comeback win and pull even, tied for second behind Royal Valley now with Nemaha Central in the Big 7 League. And man, I didn't realize they missed quite as many free throws, Logan. We were tattling up some stats. Nemaha Central goes 8 of 23 from the free throw line. That's 35%. They missed 15 free throws tonight. but they also ended up with 16 turnovers, and a lot of those came in the second half. Yeah. And, man, you talk about a tale of two halves, and when the momentum swung there to Sabetha's advantage in the third quarter, Emoff Central was really never able to kind of halt that Sabetha momentum, as once the Blue Jays took the lead early in the third quarter, they never looked back.
Yeah, and, you know, you alluded to it, you know, at the very beginning of the game. Both teams, probably the top two coaches as far as the Big 7 League and also possibly, you know, Class 3A and even in the state, and Coach Scott Berger for Sabetha and Coach John Thomas for Nemaha Central. I think a lot of that, you know, you're younger on the Sabetha side. You got, you know, a lot of youth as far as juniors and some sophomores in there, but they're well coached. You know, Scott Berger has been a really, really great coach throughout the years for Sabetha and has had some pretty good teams walk through this program, obviously, last year, you know, just three wins. And look what they've done this year. They're already at 13. That's 10 more wins or 10 wins more than a season ago. And it's basically the same kid, you know, on the floor. They just got another year under their belt, and they're going to be bringing back a lot more. But I think the interesting thing, Justin, and we kind of talked about it, you alluded to it earlier, Holton took care of Royal Valley tonight. Holton was a great team. We got to see them on Friday night last week, so didn't really know what to expect going to that game. You got to wonder if Nemaha Central maybe kind of didn't hear some of that Royal Valley got beat and was maybe looking ahead in the second half, and that kind of maybe helped Sabetha, but who knows? You know, both teams played tremendously. Sabetha just had a way better second half.
Final score again, 54-41. Let's check the final statistics presented by NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. Jacob Yingst and the crew, the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Still time to call and schedule your tax appointment at NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. For the visitors from Nemaha Central, their 10-game win streak snapped. Now 14-2 overall, 8-2 tied to Sabetha in the Big 7 League. Carter Lutz had 11 points, Curtis Beck had 10, Marcus Beck had 8, and then it was Wade Leonard with 5. 3 points for Cole Hermish, 2 for Cooper Hike, and 2 for Abe Hilbert. But for Nemaha Central, 16 turnovers, that's too much. They only make 3 threes, and they go 8 of 23 from the free throw line, 35%. And I would say any team that holds the Beck boys to 18 points,
yeah,
that's probably pretty good. I mean, the two of them together are averaging almost 32 points per game coming in. So if you hold them to 18 instead of their 32 average, that definitely gives you a chance. And I don't know if Sabetha did anything great. I mean, their help defense was pretty good. They didn't allow, especially in the second half. In the first half, you know, it was some transition opportunities for the Beck boys. But in the half-court game, Sabetha's defense was really pretty good. It certainly didn't allow Nemaha many opportunities there in those final two quarters. For Sabetha, they're scoring led by Davis Roki with 16 points. He had a huge night. Christian McAfee scored all 12 of his in the second half after being saddled with foul trouble. And the third guy in double digits scoring tonight for the Blue Jays, Matthew Garber. He finished with 10. Noel Niehaus had a great game. He scored 7. Marcus Bauman had 6. And 3 points for Preston Michael on a trade to round out this Sabetha scoring. Sabetha had 4 threes. They were 8 of 13 from the line, so a lot less attempts, 10 less, but they made the same number of free throws as Nemaha Central did here in this contest. And the Blue Jays only had 11 turnovers here tonight. So they're 13-3, and the Blue Jays now, like Nemaha, 8-2 in the Big 7 League. Both a game back of Royal Valley, who suffered their first league loss tonight at the hands of Holton. 52-51 was that final down in the Purple Palace. Well, Logan, final thoughts on our player to bank on as well, presented by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha.
You know, you look at this game going in, and you see what happened the first time around when Nemaha Central basically just won it going away. You know, first game back from Christmas break, and it basically looked like Nemaha Central was going to have Sabetha's number again this season based off that game. But Sabetha, you know, they fought. They're a really tough team. You know, they fight till the very end, and they play with a lot of heart in every game. Doesn't matter whether they win it or lose it. But, you know, going into this one, a lot of people would probably say, on paper, Nemaha Central is probably the better team going in this one, you know, just looking at it, points and everything. And obviously, you got to say two of the better players in the Big 7 League and the Beck boys are both at Nemaha Central. So we got that coming into this one as well. But, you know, Sabetha being down 24-16 at the halftime break and then fighting all the way back, you know, they scored 19 in each
of the last two quarters, the third and fourth, and won both of those quarters, and they won the second quarter as well by 2 points. So anything's, you know, you can't count anybody out, especially in the Big Seven League. Loyal Valley, you know, maybe some people down there maybe didn't think Holton could walk in there and get the win, which Holton, like I said, you know, we got to see them last Friday. They were a great team, so they were able to do that. You don't want to count anybody out. But, Justin, there were some heads-up plays in this game by both teams, especially in the second half by Sabetha. You know, we talked about the one, Matthew Garber. He went for the ball. He didn't let the ball come to him and got fouled. Wade Leonard should have had an easy steal going back the other way. But, you know, with the points and the way he played in the second half, I think it's got to go to Davis Roki tonight.
I agree. Davis Roki and a game-high 16-point effort for him. He's our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. So about the boys win it 54-41 after the Nemaw Central girls won the first game 36-30. We'll be back on the air this Friday night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with more high school basketball, and the Scoreboard Show returns this Friday night as well. Man, it's starting to get real fun. It almost kind of here tonight, but no doubt some exciting few weeks left in this high school basketball season. Follow along with all of it online at mscsports.net. We appreciate all of the Sabetha Channel sponsors. For Mike Bitterman and Logan Bitterman, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks to our studio engineer, Seth Tollefson, filling in on his off night tonight as well, helping us out. Until Friday, everyone, stay safe and enjoy the warm February weather.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.